a little bit late for the Apollo Bay Community Health Check. And it's got nothing to do with me. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm great and improving.
That's good. Great and improving. Mm-mm. Starts on time, ends on time. Yeah, fantastic. I love it.
How are you, Bob? That's the most important question.
I'm as cheeky as I was when I was a boy.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
what we're
a tiny like. Little tiny bit wiser.
Oh, okay.
Just a bit.
And so I have to say that I'm not impressed that you're not wearing green.
Oh, it's Paddy's Day,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, and I've gone orange.
I know. I'm a bit worried about that.
Oh, begosh and begorra. That's a dreadful thing. Now, speaking of Paddy.
It's Paddy.
Paddy, g'day. Do you reckon he's tuned in?
I think Paddy might be listening today.
Do you think he might?
Because Paddy got a little bit of a fan club happening after he was in with us the last time round,
no,
Bob.
No, you're joking. No.
And as good luck, good fortune, or whatever has it, today is our dear Paddy's 90th birthday.
On St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's
no
Day.
No wonder he got called Bloody Paddy.
That's exactly right. And we've also had some other fantastic things happen in the last couple of days at Otway Health, which I'll tell you about in a moment.
Yep.
But because of some of the fabulous things that are happening and St. Patrick's Day and our beloved Paddy's birthday, there was one hell of a shindig happening up at the Laura Pengilly wing this afternoon.
Was
they
it?
Had a barbecue lunch and lots of people were in to visit. They had a local musician come in and play some Irish music for them this morning, and of course they're celebrating our Paddy's birthday.
Fantastic. Well, let's put a bit of music to that soundtrack right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy...
Well, I guess one thing about being born on St. Paddy's Day is there's always a party.
And there's always a good excuse to celebrate.
Indeed.
Isn't there? There is.
Indeed.
So we hope that you're listening in, Paddy.
Yeah,
and
happy birthday, Paddy, and may there be at least another decade of them.
Absolutely. So if I can just interrupt our lovely celebrations for a few little advertisements from the sponsor, Otway Health.
Go ahead.
Bob, I just wanted to let people know and remind people that Easter is coming up and we have some public holiday closures for some of our community services and the childcare centre. And Good Friday the 25th and Easter Monday the 28th, those facilities will be closed.
Yep.
However, aged care and urgent care units continue to operate with our normal 24 hours a day service.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, Good Friday and Easter Monday, some of the regular services may not be happening.
Indeed.
I just want to give another plug for Easter Saturday as well, because we've been talking for a few weeks now about our mega rummage sale. We've been cleaning out the cupboards and the drawers and the old sheds and wherever we can find it. If it's not nailed down and it looks like it's older than a year, we're looking at putting it out into the rummage sale. As we've mentioned before, the money that we raise from this rummage sale will go in towards refurbishing some of our aged care rooms and the aged care wing. And we've been having some fabulous help from volunteers, from people at the second sales op shop, from our staff and from friends and family who have been chipping in and helping us as we get ready for that rummage sale. Easter Saturday on the grounds of Otway Health. Please come along. There's so much great stuff to buy and all to a good cause.
So what time does that kick off?
Good question. I think it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Or, you know, there's always usually a few bargain hunters around 8:30.
A few snippers around at 8:30, but are we strictly 9 or are we going to...
Look, I'm sure there'll be a few of us there quite early, so I'm sure we can facilitate people that want to pop by and say hello. We will have a
sausage... If they pay the early loading.
That's right.
The 10%
extra. Yes, that's exactly right. We will have a sausage sizzle happening for a gold coin donation. And one of the most fantastic things that have happened in the last couple of days is that our friends from Bunnings in Colac have donated the most whiz-bang, shiny, silver, gleaming barbecue to Otway Health. And it arrived just in time for Paddy's birthday party. So we kicked off with our first Barbie today with our new wonderful Jumbuck barbecue.
Fantastic.
And we'd like to send a big shout out to Colac Bunnings to say thank you so much. The donation is so appreciated.
It is indeed. Thank you very much, Bunnings in Colac.
Yes. And just something that I just that jumped into my head with the rummage sale. Of course, we will facilitate all forms of payment. Cash is very much enjoyed. Mm. However, we will have FPOS available as well.
Okay.
So don't be afraid that you haven't got enough coin with you.
Come and burn the plastic.
Exactly. Yep. And my last little ad for today, Bob, is that we're recruiting.
Okay.
We have a position for an associate nurse unit manager in our acute and aged care area, and all the people have to do who may be interested, just log on to our website and have a look at what we're talking about there for that position, and the applications close on the 8th of April.
Okay.
I've got plenty more, but you know.
Come to a halt for a minute.
But, well, maybe we've got some guests with us today.
We do indeed. So we have Anne and Shelley in the studio. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. And you are the director of something, aren't you?
I am the director of something or other.
If you ask that varies husband, from day to day, doesn't it, Anne?
If you ask my husband, I'm a director of a whole lot of other things. I am the director of community and social services.
Okay.
So, which includes in-home services, and Shelley is the coordinator of community care, which are our in-home services.
Okay, so you're Shelley's boss.
I am.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Bob. Hi, everyone.
How are you going?
Great. The sun's shining, so I'm happy.
That's good. That's good. Well, you're in orange and green today. Perfect Irish colours. So because we only have one microphone and you have two mouths, although we could rob one from Deborah. That'd be better. Now you can have one each. Without any fear of being interrupted by the CEO. There you go.
That won't stop.
That never goes.
So okay, Anne, tell me about your area of operation and what you do there.
Okay, so in particular, I'll focus on Shelley's area, which is commonly known as HAC funding. It's a bit of a misnomer, HAC being Home and Community Care Services.
Yep.
We prefer to call it in-home services because we don't just run off HAC funding. We run off DVA funding, NDIS funding, and some simple brokerage arrangements. So these services are all about keeping people at home as long as possible and independent, and keeping them out of Laura Pengilly and Barham, I'm afraid. That's what our aim is. So we have a range of services, which I'll let Shelley explain a bit further. And you do have to be assessed as eligible, but it's a really nice, simple process. And most people listening, I think, will know our two assessment officers, who are Annie Misson, our community nurse, and Polly Day, who has been around forever.
So just to set it in the frame, I'm 75, not 65, and it's getting a bit of a challenge to potter around the house.
Yep.
I don't really want to go live, you know, be fully assisted at Laura Pengilly. So then I call you at the delightfully named HAC Services because it's likely that I may or may not be eligible for a range of funding for different kinds of assistance.
That's correct. So what we would do, Bob, and you could self-refer, a doctor could refer you on, a friend could refer you on.
So the neighbours could ring up and dob me in.
The neighbours can, but we have to get your permission before we go any further. There is a misnomer that we can go out and catch people with butterfly nets, and we can't.
We're not allowed to do that now.
So you would ring in, we would have a bit of a chat, or Shelley would have a chat to you about, you know, what your needs are. Mm. Then she would arrange to have either Polly or Annie come out, go through all the government's lovely paperwork that we have to go through.
Okay. So, Shelley, you're the expert with the paperwork, are you?
I hope not, but yes.
Well, the thing is that I just know that Denise's mum has had some home services sorted out, and it involved quite a lot of lengthy discussions with various sources of funding and things. So, are you saying that Otway Health can posse all those people up together and identify which ones you can apply for and make it easier, really?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as Anne sort of touched on, what our aim is to help people, you know, remain independent in the home for as long as possible. So part of the assessment process is that either Annie or Polly will come out to the home, and that way they can have a chat to someone in the home and any party with them, so a family member or, you know, another support person. Yep. And sort of, I guess, coordinate in-home services, but also do referrals within Otway Health to other areas like physio or OT. So we're reducing a lot of the double up of paperwork as well.
Okay. And we're not talking just about old people here. If you've had some sort of injury or an illness that's debilitating, are you eligible for stuff there?
Yeah, there's different funding streams for people that may have just finished, you know, having surgery or something of the like. And then we also, as part of the HAT program, we have had national disability support clients come through as well.
Okay.
And the way that that's funded is changing, but we do currently support clients on the disability scheme as well.
Okay. And so how many people do you look after?
Close to 100.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
In a population of 1,200?
Well, we don't just do Apollo Bay.
Okay.
So we do go as far as Wye River.
Right.
We do go as far as Yulong, and we do go up to Forest as well, and anywhere in between.
That's really important to know.
It is.
You know, so it's quite a wide net. But 100, that's a lot of folk to have on the books.
Hmm.
And so what sort of services are they getting? I mean, without...
Yeah, so we've got a wide variety of services, so all designed to assist people maintain their independence in the home. So it could be home support, so, you know, it's something along the lines of domestic chores, so it could be assistance with ironing or, you know, vacuuming, personal support, so that might be showering or just helping with personal hygiene, in-home respite, so that might be, you know, assisting a carer or someone with some activities in the home to give the carer a break, delivered meals. So that's a delivered meal into the home. We also do basic property maintenance. And if anyone's interested in that, I advise to give us a call and we can explain that one out a bit more.
Yep.
And then we've also got some different groups as well, which Anne might want to explain, as part of our program as well.
Okay.
So we have what are known as planned activity groups, which is another lovely, lovely acronym, PAG. They have such great ones. They're just, you know, so roll off the tongue.
Yep.
So they're pretty much, as they say, they are planned, they are activities, and it is a group setting. So it's another form of respite, but in a group. So we have a Thursday group, which has been going for a very long time, where they do some activities, have lunch together. That's every week. We have a group every second Wednesday, which is just a lunch group, which takes place at Marawarn, and that's more of a discussion group. Then we have one of our exercise classes is also a planned activity group, and they'll have a health speaker at that one. And then we have the, which I know Deb's spoken about before here, the monthly men's lunch at the pub and the monthly women's lunch at the pub. So we have to move with the times. People don't want to sit around and play bingo anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get together and have discussions, and they like to eat.
But this sounds like a pretty substantial program, sort of thing I would expect in, you know, North Fitzroy or Geelong. It's it must be quite an undertaking to manage it.
Well, it is, but it's a great program. I've been managing HAT programs for I hesitate to say it, but 19 years.
Mm.
14 in Melbourne and then almost 5 down here, and I truly believe in them, and I believe in the power of the programs, and I've seen what a difference it does make to people's lives, and I think everybody, if they're honest, wants to stay at home as long as they can, and any way we can assist that's what we'll do.
So Shelley, have you noticed differences in people's demeanour and their outlook once they've kind of accessed the services that they need?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I remember we had one client who she'd been at home for a little while after a stay in an acute setting, and we took her out and went out. She goes, "Oh my gosh, this is the first time I've been out of the house for about 3 months," and she was just elated. So it's those little things, but also I think people are just really appreciative of being able to stay at home and having the support that they need in the community, and having the responsiveness at Otway Health as well to look after them and support them where we can.
And I have to say there is a major benefit down here in being small, as I've worked in much larger places in Melbourne, in that we can get an assessment in probably within a week.
Okay.
In Melbourne, you can be waiting 2-3 months just for the assessment.
Just for someone to come and...
Just for someone to come and do the paperwork.
Yes, I think that was...
And we can get services in within a couple of days, which again, in Melbourne, you are waiting a long, long time. So there, and it's much more personal down here.
And I think I spoke to someone outside of our region that was here on a holiday break, and I think they said 6 months on and they were still waiting for a service. So
that's a bit tough because you can, you know, I mean, you can, if you're stuck in your own home, whether it's in the city or rurally, it's lonely, you know, one way or another if you're on your own.
Yeah.
So socially, it makes a big difference too. People make new friends and they catch up with old friends.
They do, and I think we found that particularly with the Wednesday group, that these are people who have been isolated, so we're now bringing them together and it's, oh, I remember when we were all 40, okay. or when we were, yeah. you know, when our kids were at school together yeah. and that sort of thing. Patched up a couple of, I think, long-standing feuds, mm-hmm. And it's been a really good experience.
It's funny of them too how many actually know each other, isn't yeah. it, when you get them in a group.
Okay.
And they just yeah. haven't had the chance to see each other for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think that's so funny. Everybody knows everybody in Polo Bay. It's a bit scary for a city slicker.
It is.
Hang in there. You get used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a few more years.
Well, I immediately can think of another little project for you, mm-hmm. and that is that we might cook up a little social history group.
Lovely.
And they can come and share some of their stories on the radio.
We would love
and
that.
I would be delighted and privileged to facilitate that and help those people get the stories down.
I think that'd like be fantastic. Absolutely
yeah,
fabulous.
That'd be great.
Before we lose the stories. Yeah.
Yeah, and they can compare notes about who yeah. said who said what. Yeah.
What really did happen at the Apollo Bay show yeah. in 1960?
So what are the challenges then? So there's lots of benefits. What are the challenges either for people in the service or for people, or for you as a group?
I guess the pressures for us is, you know, funding, maintaining the level of service that we do in such a competitive environment. Mm. And there is changes with the HAT program. It has been state-based and they're looking to transition that to the Commonwealth. Mm. So there's a little bit uncertainty about how that looks for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are we involved here in Apollo Bay with the National Disability Insurance Scheme?
We are. We're one of the trial sites, yep. and we've had a very, very positive experience down here. Again, I think partially because we're so small.
Yeah.
I think Shelley's heard stories from larger places where it hasn't been quite as easy. Mm. But our people have transitioned very well. They've they've gained some fantastic services out of it and much higher level of services than we can provide under HAC. So the funding at this stage, you know, and let's hope it stays there, has been very, very good for those people.
Yeah, I'm very closely associated with someone who accessed services in Geelong and received and still receives about something less than a quarter of the services in the plan because the facilities, the providers
can't provide.
They just have so much other stuff to do.
Yeah, well, and I think nearly all of our NDIS people were already HAC clients.
Okay.
So they were already on our books. Yep. They were already receiving some services. Mm. They now just receive more, which is fantastic. And equipment. They received a lot more equipment than we could get any other way.
And in a smaller place, it's easier to understand the needs and B, to deliver them.
Yep. That's right.
And it's probably fair to say that the NDIS plans are quite different to what services look like under the HAC program. Mm. So it has taken a fair bit of time to really understand that and get your head around it as a provider and then, you know, find the best ways to support them as well. Mm. So it has been a big learning experience for staff. And I guess kudos to the team for keeping it rolling really well.
Yeah, and I think, again, that's where we were lucky being in the trial site because it was also new to the planners and the coordinators at NDIS. So we could gave them a few hairy ones and helped them reach a solution, which will probably be shared in other places now.
Okay. So you guys just mostly help people and have a good time and watch them enjoy themselves.
And clean a few toilets and scrub a few floors on the way.
I bet you have people to do that.
I wish I had a person to do that.
Yeah, the benefits of a small service.
So just as a reminder then, because those that are in the service are happy in the service, obviously, mm-hmm. for those that... you know, might wonder if they're eligible or might be thinking about it. Just remind us again about people that you'd be happy to talk to.
Yeah, sure. So there's a number of ways that people can get in contact with us. Mm. And Anne mentioned before it might be the person themselves or a family member that's seeking, you know, some advice. But you can contact Otway Health by phone.
Yep.
You can email or you can also get send through a letter or ask if you're speaking to a GP or another clinician to send through a referral.
Okay, and that's if you're finding it a bit difficult getting around the house because of your age or because you're recovering from a surgery or a cancer treatment or you've just had a bit of a, you know, the black dog's got hold of you and it's kind of hard to get moving. So it's not just old people, is it, really?
No, it's not. We do have clients who are, say, under 65. So the standard eligibility says 65 and over, 50 and over if you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
Okay.
But we do have people who are younger for various reasons, because prior to the introduction of the NDIS, anybody on a disability was automatically HAC eligible on disability insurance. So we have clients from that range. And also as an MPS, we are able to be that bit more flexible with our funding. So if we've got somebody in short-term need, we can assist them there. And we have done that quite a lot. We also help people who come down on holidays.
Wow. Well, that's really enlightening. And if I sum it up, it is forget the gobbledygook. If you're having a bit of a challenge, ring Otway Health and say, I'm having a bit of a challenge.
That would be great.
And there'll be people there to help you. Would that be about right, Deborah?
I think you summed that up very well, Bob. You are paying attention, aren't you?
I have to, otherwise I get into deep trouble.
One of the things that delights me every time we catch up like this, Bob, and we bring somebody from Otway Health, it demonstrates the diversity of the services that we've got here in our multi-purpose service. And it also reminds me every time how fortunate we are for a small community. And while some of us think we're incredibly isolated and others think we're not that far away from other areas of civilization, the fact is that it's here. It's in our own town. It's in Apollo Bay. It's accessible, and there is some fabulous people that are working at Otway Health and doing great jobs. Really care about what they're doing and genuinely interested in the well-being of this community, and that makes me really proud.
Well, as someone new to town, we're very happy for you. It struck me as well that the level of it's the level of passion for what the people, the various people we've had in do at Otway Health. And, we don't know how lucky we are, really.
I think we are fortunate.
Is there anything more we need to say today, do we think?
We'd really like it if people did call us and contact us about services. And it'd be really great if you lobbied governments to help us get some more funding, particularly for things like transport. Our major issue is that people want transport to appointments in Geelong or Colac, and we can't do that.
We're trying very hard to find ways to do
all right.
that.
Mm. Okay, so that might be a little cause that we could, that, you know, a few people that know people might want to kind of get together with.
That would be fabulous.
And it might be, and it might be presented to someone as a trial site.
We love trial sites.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Shelley, for talking to us. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
And as always, Deborah, would you like to have the last word?
I'd just like to say happy St. Paddy's Day to you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much. And certainly a happy birthday again to Paddy at Otway Health. This has been the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 87.6 FM.